And so Harper Zalapin will start going left to right in the navy blue uniforms with the gold trim here in the second half.
Nice little return by Akulis right there because he fielded the ball about the 15 and he got about 15 yards on the play. So gives Harper Zalapin the first possession of the second half, and they will take over first and 10 on their own 34-yard line.
So here we go as Tyler King and the Harpersville Hornets start the second half. Lights are on here at Ticom Stadium.
Yep. We had sun earlier, now we have light.
Yep, and still a real nice temperature here, starting to drop a little bit here, but still great compared to the weather that we had a week ago for playoff football. So a 13-12 lead here for the Hornets as they'll hand it off to Madison Hoover. And he's got a full head of steam, 45, 46-yard line for the Hornets. A first down run there for H.A.
Yeah, one person is smacking themselves in the head, and that's Lucas Tanner because he had a shot at him, and he just tried to do it with his arms and not his pads and his helmet. And off goes Madison Hoover down the field, first down.
Madison Hoover, 5'10", 170 pounds. There is one of those wrestler guys. And this team for Harper's Zalapin is filled with those wrestlers who are all part of that BGAH wrestling team, which is one of the best small school wrestling teams in New York State. And they will be again this year, and Hoover is a big part of that. And you can see how tough he is in between the tackles on a play like that where he picks up 10 yards. So first and 10 here for the Hornets. Are we really going to have a timeout here? Yes, Harpersville-Afton is going to burn a timeout early in the third quarter. We're only about 40 seconds into the quarter, but Tim Petras is going to take a timeout. We'll step away as the Hornets lead the Warriors 13-12 here on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Fresh out of the Harper's Zalapin timeout. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Harper's Zalapin with the ball in the 13-12 lead as they are at midfield. They hand off Josh Wilson, left side, hits the pile, but brought down there by the Warriors on first and 10. He maybe gets a gain of 3.
Yeah, nice little run. You know, they run that little motion like they're going to run that jet sweep, but then they actually would run like a little counter with a lead blocker into the hole, and it's been doing really well. They've run it to the right side, they've run it to the left side, and that's the surgence that they've got on the last, quarter of the game is so far is where they've been getting their offense from.
And here is a handoff to the Harpersville Afton running back, Mitchell Weeds, number 44, barrels his way up the middle into Sydney territory and down to the 45. Clock is moving, 10:40 to go here, third quarter. It's a 13-12 lead for the Hornets.
That nice little run right there, good for about another 3 or 4 yards for Reese, and brings up a third down and 2 for the Hornets.
The Hornets looking to pick up these 2 yards, keep this drive going as they get the opening possession of the second half going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the gold trim. Sydney's in the white tops, the gray pants, and the maroon helmets here. King is going to hand this one off, and here is Hoover. First down and more. He runs to the right side, 35-30, down to the 25. It takes 3 Sydney players to tackle him. And Hoover looks like a man possessed here in the second half.
He definitely does. And again, like I said before, we have kids from Sydney with their hands on their helmets because they can't believe they didn't get him tackled behind the line of scrimmage. But you know what? He's not going to give up. And that's exactly why he got the first down. And now they're inside, very, very close to inside the red zone.
I tell you, Sean Germain for Sydney just went back into the defensive huddle and rattled some cages back there. He was yelling and screaming, trying to get these guys refocused here for Sydney. 10 minutes to go here in the second half, in the third quarter, and a flag on the play here as they hand off to Josh Wilson. He's brought down after a nice gain of about 4, and we'll see who the flag is against.
I believe it's illegal shift against Harpersville again. What it is I think at times that running back, when he comes in motion, he doesn't stop.
Yes.
So what he's doing is he's kind of doing like the Canadian Football League where the guy just runs up the field, you know, from behind and so on and so forth, and he's turning up before the ball is snapped. So I think that's what's drawing the flag.
9:50 to go here in this third quarter. 13-12 lead for the Hornets over the Warriors. flag on the play there is going to back up Harper Zalap at a 1st and 15 as they go left to right. The ball is in Sydney territory at the 30. So this will be a long first down here for the Hornets, but they've put together a nice little drive here behind the running.
They had a good little momentum from the end of the second half to now.
Clock moving here as they've chewed up 3 minutes already on this drive. King is under center. Wilson is in motion. They'll hand it off to him. It cuts back left side. Maybe a pickup of 2. So a 2nd down and 13 coming up here for Harper Zalafton.
Yeah, number 7 was tackled by number 2 on that play. So nice little play right there. And gain of about 2 yards. So it'll bring up 2nd down and 13.
Tanner Gifford in on the tackle there for the Warriors, wearing number 2. A guy who is earning his playing time on the varsity squad, and I think he's going to be a bright piece to the future here for the Warriors. Definitely a guy with a lot of athletic ability. Seeing some big-time minutes here today. 9 minutes to go in this third quarter. 13-12 lead for the Hornets over the Warriors. Here is the man in motion once again. King holds on to this one and gives it right back to Hoover. Hoover to the outside, down to the 15 before he's brought down by Nate Vibber.
Nice little play. Used to call it the scissors play. You know, you fake the sweep out to the left. The quarterback runs down the line, and then he hits us an inside handoff to the receiver coming back. Nice little play right there.
So they are deep in Sydney territory, folks, as they are down to the 16-yard line officially with 8.5 to go here in this third quarter. Wilson is in motion again from right to left. They hand it off again to Mitchell Weiss. Pickup of about 2, but he only needed 1. So move the chains, and Harper's the last and putting them together a nice little drive.
Yeah, they are. 44, Weiss gets the first down carry, but he was brought down on the play by number 45, Will Moore, for the Sydney Warriors.
Fox still moving down to 8:15 to go here in this third quarter. Harper's the left with a one-point lead, trying to tack more onto it here. Play clock to 15 as they break the huddle and step up to the line with the junior quarterback, Tyler King. And there's a lot of young underclassmen on this roster. Of course, Hoover is a senior and Weiss is a senior, but you'll get King as well as Wilson back next year. Here's one of those seniors, Mitchell Weiss, right up the gut, rumbling and stumbling. He's inside the 5, down to the 3.
Yeah, number 44 really just going right up the gut and taking a couple of Sydney Warriors with him for about 8 yards, 2nd down and 2.
Nice job there by Weiss, 2nd and 2, clock still moving. Hornets really doing a nice job here on this first drive of the second half. They're chewing up time, and will they get some points? It looks like they're going to take a timeout here. The official, though, is going to take his own timeout. Not exactly sure what they're waiting for here, as one of the other Zebra crew members is inside talking to some of the Sydney linemen. Doesn't appear to be an equipment problem or anything. It's almost like he's just giving a warning down in the trenches to those guys.
I think he's giving them both a warning right there. So, see what happens.
Things are physical down in there as a 2nd and 2. Josh Wilson to the edge. Will he get it? Wilson to the 1, going for the pylon, and he's in. Touchdown here, Josh Wilson for Harper Zalafton, and they lead 19-12.
Josh Wilson gets the edge, like Nate said, on that play, and that was just a jet sweep to the left side, and he just outran Alex Hoskins to the pylon.
And that was tough because it looked like he wasn't going to turn the corner. It was almost like he was going to go right out of bounds, but smart move to go for the pylon, and he gets in, and now they will go for the extra point here for the Hornets. This one is down, up, and good. King is going to kick the extra point here, and it is good. So Tyler King put that one through. It's 20-12 with 7:25 to go, third quarter. Sydney gets the ball back when we come back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Josh Wilson runs in a touchdown for Harper's Zalafton, and the Hornets take a 20-12 lead with 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. Tim, talk about that drive for the Hornets.
Just absolutely methodical. They just kept doing what they've been doing the last quarter of the game so far. I mean, Sydney dominated them on defense, you know, through the first whole half, except for the last few minutes, where they got a little momentum and they just carried it into the second half. Nice little 5-minute drive. 7 minutes left in the clock on the third quarter.
So a great play there for the Hornets, and they take a 20-12 lead. And this is going to be the first time in the second half that Sydney will get the ball. They moved the ball so well in the first half. And let's see if that mojo continues to hold true here for the Warriors in the second half. They go down, they score, and they get right back into this game. You know, they're only one score and a two-point conversion away from tying this thing back up. So still flip a coin on this one.
Yeah, it's definitely still a football game. There's no doubt about that.
So Harpersville-Athens going to go with the squib kick, onside kick. Sydney falling on it, but it came loose. Let's see who gets it at the bottom of the dog pile here. Boy, this is going to be close.
Popped out of the first Sydney kid's hands, but another one just stole right on top of the ball, and I think that was number two,
yep.
Tanner Gifford.
Tanner Gifford.
Big, big play right there by the young man.
He had to get to the bottom of that pile because the Hornets were knocking on the door, and they almost had it, but he somehow held on to it. Great play.
Yeah, very nice play.
So now, if you're Sydney, you start at the midfield area. You're going to start technically in your own area going right to left, but you're
not
at the 49.
Long. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, good field position to start your first drive of the second half.
So here come the Warriors. Smith is going to throw on first down to the outside for Hoskins. He's at the 45 to the 44, dragging his way forward, and good for a first down to the 38. Just when you think he's going to go out of bounds, he gets five more yards.
Yeah, it's just so funny to watch because, you know, you think he's going down, and like Nate said, he just doesn't give up, and then he steps out of the tackle, and he's going down the field for another 2-3 yards.
So that gets Sydney down to the 38 with 7:15 to go here, third quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Jim Tomeo holding things down back in Sydney at the studio for us. They hand off to Dawson Backus as he runs from right to left. He's brought down after a gain of one. Excellent play by the Harpersville-Afton interior defense there. Noah Berger, it looks like, was in on the tackle as well as Mitchell Mertz.
Yeah, that's great, great team tackle right there, and I'll tell you what, they have shut down that rushing game of Sydney, which has been just great the last few weeks. So.
Yes, it has. I mean, Backus got his, but it was on the throw, that 50-yard TD throw. So now they're going to go back to the air. They're looking for Finch. He catches it at the 10 to the 5, and he's brought down at the 4. Ethan Finch with a 40-yard reception.
Got a nice little play right there. Caught Ethan running a little flag pattern out to the pylon and hit him right on the number. And first and goal to go for the Warriors at their own or at the Harpersville Athens side.
You know, they've gone for that play a couple of times here and just missed it, but that one was right on the money for Finch, a guy that had a broken foot a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he's doing it, duct tape and super glue or something, but he's holding it together out there. 6.5 to go. Sydney looking for the score here. Smith, a quarterback keeper, going to dive his way forward. Can he get to the line? Looks like he's going to be a little short. Can they push him in? I think it's going to be a first, maybe a second and goal here. As Smith, they needed 5, and I think he got 4.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to spot the ball just about the 1.5-yard line, so it'll be second down and go the goal from there.
We come up on 6 minutes to go here, third quarter. It's Harpersville-Afton leading Sydney 20-12 in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, but Sydney knocking on the door here, trying to get right back in this game. This is only their first possession of the second half. Smith is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Smith, no, Lucas Tanner again, dive for a direct snap, and they score.
Lucas Tanner, second score of the day for the young man. And Sydney's back right on it, right at him, punch for punch.
Lucas Tanner with his second touchdown of the day, pulls his way in. And it's 20-18, two-point conversion try coming up with 5:46 to go in the third quarter, and Sydney is not going to go quietly here.
No, they're definitely not. They're a quick strike offense. We talked about it before, so.
Dawson Backus gets the snap, holds it, runs back. Dawson still on his feet, into the end zone, touchdown. Oh, my goodness, not sure how he got that one. Harpersville had him dead to rights, and it's 20-20.
And I have to tell you, he took a shot at the end of that going into the end zone. He did not fall down.
No,
he did not. He stayed on his feet the whole time. It looked like he was going to get sacked in the backfield for a loss. He got out of that, got hit a couple times, ran out a couple arm tackles, and then got absolutely lit up at the goal line and never went down.
We'll take a quick break. We're tied up at 20 between Sydney and Harpersville-Afton with 5:46 to go in the third quarter on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
For 2 years. And welcome back, folks. 5:46 to go here in the third quarter. We're tied 20-20. And now Sydney's going to go for the onside kick, but Harper's the last and was right there to fall on it. Boy, these two teams not afraid. Kind of like a gunfight out there. Oh, let's just go for it. Boom, and try it again.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I understand it worked once, but you know what? Guys, you have to, you're giving them half the field right there. It's just,
right.
I'm not the coach, obviously, but I just don't quite understand that. I mean, there's 5 minutes and 40 seconds left in this third quarter.
You
got 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and we're doing that. I'm kind of befuddled there.
So now Harper's Lafton is going to start with a 1st and 10 at midfield. And here is Tyler King, the quarterback, under center. And we'll see if the Hornets can answer right back. And they hand one off to Madison Hoover. This time he gets to the line of scrimmage, maybe leans forward for a gain of one, but Sydney was right there in his face.
Yeah, he got a yard on that play, but he was lucky to get that yard because it looked like he was going to lose three on the play. But sheer determination of Madison Hoover gets that 1 yard gain.
So a 2nd and 8, they're actually going to give him two.
Yeah, they gave him two.
So 5:20 to go here, third quarter. Lights are on at Ty Cobb Stadium. The Union Endicott Tigers, their home field. It's been one of the nicest turf facilities around for a number of years. I mean, they've had this for close to 15 years now, I would say, here. One of the first area fields that I can remember being turf, and they have maintained it so nicely here. It's a great place for these games. Here's King on a 2nd and 8, throws it up, intercepted here by Alec Hoskins. And Hoskins gets to the 50, he's inside Hornets territory, lost the ball, but it comes out of bounds, and Sydney takes over after the INT.
Okay, we were talking about it at the break. Who was going to be, what defense was going to be able to stop the other offense? Well, Sydney just did it. Now see if they can, offense can put the points on the board to just take the lead here.
Great play there by Hoskins. And, you know, King was getting hit as he threw, and that thing really didn't have a prayer.
No, he was under a lot of pressure. That definitely wasn't Mr. King's fault.
And so here is Sydney now, inside Harper's Alaskan territory, going right to left. Ball's on the 45. Smith drops back, throws back across his body to Backus. Reception at the 35-30. Cuts back 25-20. Still on his feet and roped out of bounds at about the 18. Another big play for Dawson Backus.
Nice little play right there by Sydney. They actually rolled Smith out to the right and then threw back to the left while Backus was all by himself over here on the left-hand side, and then it was just athlete against athlete. And Backus won it for a first down.
And they keep finding ways to get Dawson Backus involved, even
yeah,
though the run
they're
game.
They're shutting him down running the ball.
Right.
You know what? They're getting him the ball out on the edge.
This has been crazy here. Back and forth between Sydney and Harper's the left in a great football game here, folks. Smith rolls out to the right side, throws across his body. It was looking, I believe, for Nate Vibbert there, but it bounced off his knee. It was a little low as he went diving for that one. He couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, knees don't usually catch the ball, but that's exactly what happened. You're absolutely right. Hands didn't get to that at all. It was so low.
So that one was down in the dirt, and Vibbert, who has been relatively quiet today compared to some of the big plays we're used to seeing him make, but we've seen Lucas Tanner, Dawson Backus, Alex Hoskins, Ethan Finch make the big plays today for the Warriors. 2nd and 10 for Sydney. They're on the Harpersville 19. Smith drops back looking for the end zone for Finch. He hauls it in. He's right on the end zone, and they're going to say he's down at the 1. He was right at the end line, but just couldn't bring it in.
Wow. That was a great play right there by Ethan Finch. He just went up, high-pointed the ball, and took it away from the defender. So now they're 1st and goal to go at about the half-yard line.
Warriors looking to retake the lead for the first time since they led 12-6 back in the first half. Here's the snap, Lucas Tanner, and he's in. Lucas Tanner for the touchdown, his 3rd of the day, and Sydney leads 26-20.
Wow, Lucas Tanner. We haven't said his name a lot this year.
No.
You know what? He's definitely just taking over. He's getting these little one-yard splashes into the end zone, but you know what? There's 6 points on the board.
Lucas Tanner, his third touchdown of the game. We gave him the defensive player of the game against Green last week, but they keep giving him these little one-yard runs. He's getting the job done. Now they'll go for two. So here is the gate play with 4:25 to go here, third quarter, a direct snap. This one to Parker Boyd, cuts it back. Two-point conversion is good for Parker Boyd, and Sydney leads 28-20 with 4:25 to go in the third.
Yeah, nice little play, direct snap right to Parker Boyce. Parker Boyce made a guy miss on the edge, and he walks in for the two-point conversion.
We'll step away for a quick break, but the Warriors have the momentum, leading 28-20 with 4:25 to go in the third here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Unbelievable. A 28-20 lead now for the Warriors. They lead by 8 with 4:25 left here in the third quarter. And Sydney this time is going to kick it deep. A little squid kick rolls to the 30 down to the 25 where it's fielded here by Harper Zalap. And the ball was loose for a minute as the coolest lost it, but I think he got it back, and the signal is that he did.
Wow, that was really close. That wasn't an onside kick, but that almost worked just as well as an onside kick because it hopped over the second line guy for Harpersville Afton, and they had to run to that ball because obviously it was a live ball, and he made a nice play to recover that.
So Lucas Tanner with his third touchdown of the day for Sydney gives them a 28-20 lead. Parker Boyce gets the two-point conversion. Again, Sydney leading 28-20. Thanks for following along today with us here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. I know our Twitter feed is very busy right now, so I appreciate everybody following along in any way that they can here today. The winner will get Unitego in the finals next Friday night. Here's Harper Zalapton with the ball going left to right. King is under center. Can the Hornets answer again? They pitch it off to Josh Wilson. Cuts back to the 25. Wilson to the 30. Wilson's got some wheels. 40. Wilson up to the 50, to the 45. He's in Sydney territory and now knocked out of bounds. Huge run from Josh Wilson.
Yeah, big play from scrimmage right there. Good for probably 35, 40-yard run right there. Flips the field, and Harpersville Afton back on the offense.
So 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. An 8-point lead here for Sydney. And the Hornets are inside Sydney territory once again, down to the 42. And again, they just continue to go back and forth here, the Hornets and the Warriors. This game is living up to the billing. But you said at the beginning of the game, hey, maybe it'll be low scoring. It was, but now both teams blowing it wide open.
Yeah, they definitely are showing their offensive prowess.
Here's Harper Zalapton on a 1st and 10. They'll hand one off to Madison Hoover. Cuts back right side to the 35 before he's gang-tackled here by Vibbard and Lucas Tanner and everybody else, including the water boy for Sydney, to bring him down.
Yep, there was a whole host of Warrior tacklers on that play right there. And I'll tell you, I heard it in the stands over here for the Harpersville Athens. You hear the people yelling, blow the whistle, blow the whistle. Because that is the time when those guys are in there ripping at the ball, you know, and if they don't, he's lost his forward motion. They are supposed to stop that, you know, blow that whistle and stop it. But these kids are so determined not to give that up. You know, that's a tough thing for the official.
3:10 to go here in this third quarter. King under center, hands off to Wilson, cuts back left side, makes a great move, but Sydney was right there to read that play very well. And as soon as he made that second cutback, Colin Carl was right there to bring him down.
Yep, big number 74 for the Warriors there. Just did an absolutely, Sean Jamon, fantastic job of turning that play back inside. And he turned him right back inside to the number 51, Colin Carl, just waiting to engulf him.
2:40 to go here. 3rd and 3 now, and King gets the play from the sideline, trots in, play clock is at 20, Harper's left and taking their time. They know this is a big play right here on 3rd and 3. They're inside Sydney territory at the 35.
You might think that short distance, it might be a two-down territory for the Hornets.
Third and three, they're going to hand one off, and I believe they're going to get it here as they plow it forward with Madison Hoover, and they'll move the chains here. Great job converting that play for Harpersville Afton.
Yep, that's strange to see Hoover going straight up the gut like that, but I'll tell you what, it was good for a first down.
So first down and more here for Harpersville Afton. Again, they are marching down the field. They do not want to go quietly. They fought all week to be in this game, and they are fighting hard in it right now as well with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 28-20 is the score. Great contest here between these two. Under 2 minutes to go here, third quarter, live from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. First and 10. They give it to Wilson. Cuts back to the right side. Can't get to the edge. Now he does, and somehow picks up about 3 yards after he shook off the initial tackle. And boy, Josh Wilson has to run about a mile every time he gets 3 yards to get to the edge.
When they run that side, he definitely didn't. He actually got almost 5 yards. I didn't see that many, but that's what the down marker tells us.
Well, I didn't see that many either.
No.
I thought maybe two.
Yeah. And so it's second down and five.
So a nice run there by Wilson. Must be he got a little bit more that we couldn't see directly in front of that Hornets bench. 1:40 to go here, third quarter. A whale of a ball game here. Winner gets 3-seed Unitego, who earlier today upset 2-seed and previously undefeated Groton, 28-16. That was a great game. Unitego now 8-1. Here is King under center on a second and 5 again. Hands off to Wilson. Pitch to the left side. To the 25, he gets the edge, first down and more, 20, 15, 10, and he's knocked out of bounds. Josh Wilson is doing it all here for the Harpersville Afton Hornets.
He certainly is, and I'll tell you what, they didn't show that capability at the first half that they could get the edge, but recently they have been. So somebody on that offensive line is making a real good steal block on that defensive end, and they're getting the edge because of that.
And it just looks like Wilson, it's almost like he's going to run out of bounds, and then he kind of just leans in, almost like a car taking a corner, and then all of a sudden it's like he gets shot out of a cannon.
He hits top speed real quick.
Here is King under center once again. This time they'll hand it off to Hoover. A little trickery, but doesn't fool Sydney, and the interior defense collapses, maybe a gain of one.
Interesting play there. So second down, and looks like they're right about the 11.
It'll be a second and 9. Lucas Tanner was in on the tackle there for the Sydney Warriors. Minute 10 to go here, third quarter. It's Sydney leading Harpersville Afton 28-20. Fourth quarter will be coming up shortly. We'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO. Make sure you don't turn that dial. Second and 9 here for Harpersville Afton. The ball is on the 9-yard line. They're inside Sydney territory. Handed off to Hoover, punching his way forward all the way down to about the 1-yard line. With 45 seconds to go on the clock, and it continues to move.
Yeah, and this is big because if they do get this score at the end of the third quarter, they're going to flip the field, and then they're going to have the wind in the fourth quarter. And Darren Smith will have to do it with the wind in his face.
Harpersville Afton, there's about 5 seconds. Well, the play clock hasn't started to run yet, so it's really just going to be down to the game clock here. The game clock is about 2 seconds under the play clock. So 15 seconds left. This will be the last play of the third quarter. King barking the signals out like Peyton Manning to his backfield, waiting for the snap. 10 seconds to go, and they'll hand it off up the middle. Touchdown here for Harpersville, and they score on a play there with Mitchell Weeks.
And again, like I said, that one play where the defense stopped them, now they've got to make this. They haven't been doing it. They've been kicking the extra point. Now they've got to go for the two-point conversion to tie the game with 7 seconds left in the third quarter.
And I know that this year Harpersville Afton has struggled from time to time on the two-point conversion. So this is the time where they really need to see if they can punch one in.
Big play right here.
So they are going for the two-point conversion right now as they break the huddle. 7 seconds left here in the third quarter, so this probably might be the last play here of the quarter, depending on how it goes. King is going to QB keep it, sneaks forward, gets it, and we're tied 28-28.
That was a huge hole, great play, nice design play by the Hornets coaching staff, and he just walked into the end zone untouched. 28-28 with 7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So Mitchell Weiss runs one in to tie it up 28-28. And Tim, do you think Harpersville Hampton will try anything tricky on this kickoff? Well, we've seen it all today.
I'm not going to say a thing, because every time I say something, they do the opposite.
That's true. So the Hornets are going to kick off here with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 28. What was a 13-12 game at the half has turned into a heavyweight fight here under the lights at Ty Cobb Stadium. And the Hornets are going to kick off here with 7 seconds to go in the third. It's all going to come down to the fourth quarter, just as you hope any game would in the playoffs. Fielded here by Ethan Finch. He's at the 30. Finch to the 35-40. He's got some speed up to the 45. Finch to the 50. Finch is into Harpersville Afton territory. Down to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown here for Sydney. Ethan Finch takes it to the house with no time left on the clock here in the third quarter.
Big, big play right there. Nice little run. He took it over to the right side of the field and then just made a great cut right up the middle, made a guy miss, and then it was off to the races, and he had a little bit of a convoy down the right-hand side. Great blocking by the Warriors on that play.
34-28, Ethan Finch puts it in, and he'll go for the two-point conversion here to end the third quarter. Boy, I did not see that one coming either.
No, and you know what? Now we have to ask the question, Mike. Dan,
good point. Oh, my goodness. This is an absolutely incredible game as Ethan Finch goes for that, and now the two-point conversion is going to be no good as the ball falling down to the turf, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. With a score 34-28, Tim, can you let us know what happened there on that play? Just a little bit of a breakdown and the flag still on the play.
I'm guessing it was false start against Sydney, so they will get another chance here because that's a pre-snap penalty, so they should get another try.
So 34-28, looks like they will get another chance to redo it here. That was just after Harpersville Afton had that long drive to score. Mitchell Weiss ran it in to tie it up at 28-28. 7 seconds left in the quarter, and then the kickoff return by Ethan Finch. Unbelievable.
With a broken foot.
Yeah, a guy who a month ago we thought was, wow, that'd be great if he could get back for basketball. And instead, he is out here and he just returns a kick for a touchdown. Two-point conversion, second try coming here for Sydney after that false start, which actually kind of bailed him out here. And they're going to go for the gate again. Nate Vivert off to the races to the outside. He's brought down. Two-point conversion, no good. Third quarter is over with a 34-28. Sydney on top of Harpersville Afton. One quarter left in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back here, folks. 34-28 as we start the fourth quarter in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals between Sydney and Harpersville Afton. The winner will get Unitego next Friday night. Tim, boy, I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, that third quarter was just haymaker after haymaker between these two teams.
Yeah, and the only hiccup was one time the Warriors stopped them with the interception by Will Moore. And you know what? That's why they're ahead right now.
Crazy plays
after crazy plays. And I think Harper's left in that huge long drive. They put it in, and then to give up that kickoff return for the touchdown to Ethan Finch, they just have to be reeling right now, and you have to wonder how they're going to respond to that.
Yeah, and you have to wonder if the coaches are wondering, should we do the right thing there, or did we not do the right thing there?
Sydney tries the squib kick again, and it doesn't get past the first line, and it's fielded by Harper Zalafton. They make a good play there. That was Josh Patton, and they're going to start at the 50-yard line once again.
Yeah, Josh Patton just... ball bounced straight up to him like candy hop to a shortstop, and I'll tell you what, he made the play and got a couple yards, and they're going to start this possession inside the Warriors' territory at the 48-yard line.
Unbelievable here, as Harper's the last, and again, is going to have great field position, and when you're making them try to come from behind, now they have this short field once again.
Well, and then also they've got number 7 is just running away with it right now. He's just been taken off every play, so we'll see what happens during the wishbone this time.
So here we go for Harper's the left, and they'll pitch it to Wilson as they now go right to left. He cuts back to the left wing side, pickup of about 3 on the 1st and 10 as the clock continues to move here early in this fourth quarter.
Nice little play out of the wishbone. They just ran a little sweep with the two blockers in front, but the Warriors did a nice job, the defensive end on that side. Tanner Gifford turned the play back inside to number 51. Colin Carl was a tackle.
So Harper's the last again on a 2nd and 8, and this is a crucial drive for them because now you could tie this game up and potentially take the lead after Sydney couldn't get that 2-point conversion right on that last drive.
Yeah. And we talked about it all year long. Those 2-point conversions and there were the extra points are huge.
They're almost the most important part of the game at times. As now Sydney is going to maybe recover a fumble here as King lost it as he tried to go for the handoff, and the Warriors are going to get it back.
That's a big play. That's the second defensive stop for the Sydney Warriors in the second half with the lead. This would be huge if they could put points on the board and make this a 2-score game.
So Sydney gets the ball back at midfield after Tyler King, just a little miscommunication on that play. I don't know if he thought maybe he was going to keep it. The running back did not take it on the handoff, and Sydney falling on the turf to grab that one. Great job by the defensive line to break through and find that ball on the turf because it was only there for a split second.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. I mean, I just saw the Sydney Warriors get diving, so I figured the ball was loose.
The ball was loose, and Sydney gets it back. So again, a crazy end of the third quarter there as Ethan Finch took the kickoff all the way for the score on the last play of the third, giving Sydney this 34-28 lead. Now a fumble by Harperzil gives it right back here to Sydney, and Dawson Backus on 1st and 10, maybe a gain of 2 there. Yes, they'll give him 2, so 2nd and 8 here for Sydney at midfield.
Yeah, nice little play. They're just getting him the ball quick out on the edge because he's not able to run inside.
And now they're going to go back to the air with Smith, and he is sacked in the backfield. Noah Berriger breaking through and bringing Smith down for a huge loss on the play.
Yep, nice play right there, but good job by the young man for the Warriors to hang on the ball because he took a heck of a shot.
This is going to be a 3rd and 14, and Sydney is going in the wrong direction here. It just backs them up all the way to the 43. So now Smith is in the shotgun, drops back to pass. Again, looks to the left side. He's got Finch, good, and down to the 30, to the 20, and all the way down inside the 20 to the 19. Finch just went up between two guys, caught that ball, and brought it in.
He is playing absolutely phenomenally. I just am amazed at how well he's doing today, and he's doing exactly what you said, Nate. He's high-pointing the ball. He goes up and just takes it away from the defender. And then he's not easy to bring down after he catches the ball.
No, he's one of those, you know, bigger, strong, just naturally gifted guys. And, I mean, that was a 3rd and 14, and he made that look super easy. Now Smith throwing to Hoskins on the right side. Pass was complete, but his knee was down. Maybe a gain of 2.
Yeah, and I noticed that when he throws those passes out to the outside, he does make them so that only one team is going to catch those passes, and that's the Warriors. So that's why Alex's knee went down, but he did gain about 3 yards on the play, so 2nd down and 7.
9:30 to go here, 4th quarter. 34-28 the score. Sydney marching again, trying to make this a 2-score game as they are right outside the Hornets red zone here. The Harpersville defense needs another big stop. Here is Smith in the shotgun on 2nd and 7. Throws out into the flat left side here for Dawson Backus. Flag on the play. Backus whirls his way down. About a yard short of the first down. We'll see what the call is.
It's going to be holding against the Warriors. They've been calling for it all day long on this right-hand side of the line. and they finally got number 54 for a hold. So they will get a hold against the Sydney Warriors. So again, 9:14 to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney leading 34-28. A fumble by the Hornets on their last possession gave Sydney the opportunity to go down here, and this is going to back up Sydney all the way to about the 35-yard line. Excuse me. Yep. So a tough break here for the Warriors, second and 23. That's big plays right here, because then that's a huge one. Obviously, they had a nice little gain on the play and got a big penalty, so it's going to be a tough down and distance for him here. Here is Smith again going to the air, looks to his left, throws, and the catch is completed. And this one to Dawson Backus at the 35, and they're going to pick up just about, boy, I'd say they got over 10 yards on that, close to 15 yards.
Yeah, a nice little play. You know, they get a half of it now and half of it the next time, and it'll be pretty close, because you're definitely in four down territory, unless you have a field goal kicker. I don't think Sydney has a field goal kicker, because we haven't seen them all year.
Third and 15 now coming up here for the Warriors. I do think they have some guys who could kick the ball, but Coach Matthews, that just does not seem to be in his playbook sometimes, kicking a field goal. And I don't think they would try it from this distance, that's for sure. Third and 15 coming up here for the Warriors. They throw it out to Hoskins. He's at the 30, to the right side, 25. He's wrapped up there and pushed out of bounds. So a fourth down coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. Clock continues to run as we hit 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And boy, we'll see here. You're deep enough that you can go for it on fourth down, but it's going to be a long one.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a long one. And, you know, like you said, you flip the field already, you know, but like you said, it doesn't make sense to punt or do anything like that, because what are you going to gain from where you are? So the play here is probably just take a shot at the end zone and see what happens.
Fourth and 14 here for Sydney. Smith stands back on the 30. He's going to toss one up to the back of the end zone for Nate Vibbert, who hauls it in. And was he out of bounds? They're going to say the pass was incomplete to Vibbert, so a turnover on downs. He did everything he could to bring that ball in, but just could not quite grab it.
No, and I'll tell you what, that boy is going to be sore, because he's taking some absolute hits every time he goes up to the ball. And that one was a really nice play by the defender. I'm not sure who it was, but he actually drove Nate out of bounds while Nate was in the air and made the pass incomplete. So Harpersville, Afton will take over first and 10 on down.
Huge play there, as Harpersville Afton, the defense, had to answer the call there, and they get the job done as Tiffany was driving once again. So now Harpersville Afton still with life. It's 34-28 with 7.5 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Tyler King under center is going to hand off to Josh Wilson. Nice cutback, 30 up to the 35 and out to the 38-yard line as the Hornets go right to left on your radio dial here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're definitely driving too, and I'll tell you, they've got it going. And I'll tell you what, just that little hiccup where they dropped the ball, stop that drive, you know. Got to see what happens here now. There's 7 minutes left, but, you know, Sydney's got to come up with a big stop.
So the Warriors defense staring across the line here, and they're not only seeing Harpersville Afton, they're seeing a chance of getting to the sectional finals against their rival Unitego, who they have not played this year. So everything is on the line here. They're going to hand off to Madison Hoover in the backfield, and he runs across the 40 up to about the 44 for Harpersville Afton on first and 10, a gain of 4 or 5.
Yeah, nice little play. You know, not a big gain, but you know what? That's 4 yards, and 3 of those is a first down. So keep doing that. You're going to be right down the field in no time at all, and have some time to put the points on the board.
We were talking in between games with some of the fans out here outside the press area, and one gentleman said, you know, high school football, you can get 4 or 5 yards every play. You're going to be all right. And that's exactly what Harpersville has been doing here on this drive, and in the second half, too. That's how their offense has been built here today. 6.5 to go. Fourth quarter, they hand off to Wilson to the outside. Acrobatic move, but he's tripped up. And a gain of about 2 on the play, so it's going to be a 3rd and short, about a 3rd and 3.
Reggie Jimenez and Tanner Gifford on the tackle on that play to stop him short of the first down.
So Harpersville Afton now staring at a 3rd and 2. They're inside their own territory still at the 46-yard line, nearing midfield in that big UE Tigers logo here at Tycott Stadium. We're under the 6-minute mark now. It's 34-28. Sydney on top of Harpersville Afton, the 8th seed. The Warriors trying to pull off another upset here this afternoon.
man in motion. That's Wilson. They fake to him. They go back to Hoover. Well read here by the Sydney defense, but Hoover still piling his way forward, and he's going to be very close to a first down, maybe about half a yard short.
I don't know. It looks like they're going to give it to him because that spot is, that's the first down. Yeah.
Very intense game here.
The fans are saying it's a first down. Why wouldn't they, right?
Right, of course.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is really close, and I would almost say that the fans are right on this one.
It's going to be very close to you. This will give Harper's the last in the ball at midfield. They're going to bring the chains out, and this is going to be a huge measurement here to see if this is going to be a first down or a fourth down here for the Hornets with 5:39 left, Sydney leading 34-28. Here's the chain gang. Oh, my goodness, this is going to be just by a hair if they get it.
He got it.
And he gets it. Oh, it's more than I thought. He got it by the length of the ball. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that.
Now, who ran that play?
That was Madison Hoover.
Madison Hoover was dead to rights at the line of scrimmage, and just his sheer determination and effort got that first down and continues the stride.
So 5:39 left here. And Harper's Zilafton driving with the ball, a first and 10. They trail 34-28 as they get set here. The clock continues to move.
They're in the wishbone again.
Boy, a great contest here. Section 4, Class D football semifinal. Here's Hoover off to the races again. Jumps over a Sydney tackler before he's tripped up. Gain of 8 on first and 10. They are into Sydney territory, down to about the 42-yard line.
So you got Hoover running the ball, and he runs up the middle, and then you've got number 7 running the ball, and he is like lightning fast. So this is a tough test for the Warriors right here. They need to come up big on this drive, on this next two downs right here, and maybe get a tackle for a loss.
You know, we talked about Thunder and Lightning in the Groton game. That's what they called their two running backs. They lost today to Unitego 28-16. It's kind of the same scenario here for the Hornets. As here on 2nd and 2, they're going to give this one off to the speedy Josh Wilson. First down and more, but he lost the ball. It's loose on the turf, picked up here by Hoskins, and Sydney is going to come away with it here as they're going to pick it back up at their own 35.
Another big, big, big turnover. Now, that is 3, correct?
Yes.
2 fumbles and an interception in the second half, and that's a big, big drive killer right there. Now, the Warriors have 4 minutes and 45 seconds. If they can just run the clock out or get some points on the board, you know, they're not the type of team that likes to ground and pound a lot. You know, they just like to go score the points and see where it takes them. So let's see what happens.
And Wilson, just not a guy who usually fumbles like that, but I think he just got in a bad position and it popped free. Sydney gets it back. They throw to Ethan Finch through his fingertips, and Harper's Lawson had a chance to pick that off, but it falls down to the turf.
Yeah, and you know what? If that young man that was making the play that he needed to make was tackling Ethan, he would have taken off with that ball and probably scored.
Yeah, that was a prime position to get picked off and taken back to the house. So again, it's 34-28. Sydney leading Harper's Zilafton here in the fourth quarter. And now Smith is going to throw out to the far side for Vibbard. That's complete, 35. Vibbard with that speed up to the 40, and he's tripped up there. Nice little gain on 2nd and 10 of about 4 or 5 yards there for Vibbard.
Same little play they've been running with Dawson Backus, just getting them the ball out on the edge as quickly as possible and then letting them use their athletic ability to make the tacklers miss and hopefully get a big gain.
So here's the Warriors going left to right on your radio dial. They're on their own 40. It's a 3rd and 5 as we come up on 4 minutes left and a flag on the play, and I think this one's going to go against the Hornets.
Yeah, I got to believe this is definitely offsides against Harper's Laft, and this will give Sydney 5 more yards towards that first down stick.
Yeah, offside against the Harper's Zilafton Hornets. And this is really going to help out the Warriors as they're nearing midfield. And now, Tim, it gets to be crunch time with this clock. It's all about the clock management.
Well, and we talked about it in the first game and how nice job the Unitego Smith did managing the clock and letting it get down. That's what Darren Smith has to do now. He's got to let this play clock run down to about 10 seconds before they get ready to set, so that they're snapping the ball with like 3 or 4 seconds left.
You know, I did not even realize that. We had a Smith quarterback the first game, and a Smith quarterback in the second game. It could be an all-Smith quarterback sectional final.
Yeah, I think they're going to take it all the way down and take a timeout here.
So Sydney will let the play clock go down to 1 before they call the timeout with 3:45 to go. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 34-28. Sydney leading Harper's Zilafton will step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today.
563-9955. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, folks, let's set the scene for you. Welcome back on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. 3:45 left. Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School, 8 seed Sydney leads 4 seed Harpers-Elapton, 34-28. Sydney with the ball at midfield on a 3rd-and-1. Darren Smith with the quarterback keeper, and he even won, and he got about 4. And Smith has just, I guess, made up his mind over the last couple of weeks that he wants to run, and he's getting it done.
Yeah, he definitely is. I mean, he's actually really, I mean, he's not just running like a quarterback and sliding. He's running and putting his head down and everything, you know. He's doing a really nice job. So they'll have 1st and 10 at the 50-yard line with 3.5 minutes to go.
And that clock continues to run and tick and tick. And Harpers-Elapton can do nothing but watch Sydney burn some clock here. Play clock is at 10. And here's the snap for the Warriors. Smith is getting it, letting it go down as far as he can. He's at his own 45, throws across for Hoskins, complete for Sydney, into Hornets territory, to the 40. Hoskins cuts back, 35-30, down to the 25, to the 20, and he's roped out of bounds there. And huge gain there for Hoskins all the way down to the 20 with 3:06 to go.
Yep, that's just Alex Hoskins' athletic ability making a guy miss. He comes up a little hobbled on this play, so that's kind of concerning for the Warriors. But nice little play and big positive gain for the senior.
And he just makes it look so easy. He gets the ball out in the flat, you know, maybe a 5-yard reception, and then he just takes off. And it's like people are bouncing off of him like he's a superhero. And they just can't bring him down. It's unbelievable.
And Coach Petrus is going to have to start thinking about taking a couple of his timeouts. He only has 2 left, but the thing is the Warriors are going to run this clock down to almost nothing every play, and it's going to be a long last part of the game.
Here's Dawson Backus with the handoff on 1st and 10, cuts back 15, down, streaking to the 10 before he's brought down, but another good pickup here for the Sydney Warriors.
Only time today that I've actually seen the running game, other than Darren Smith pushing it up for 2 or 3, working out for the Warriors. So nice little run there by Dawson, good for about 7 yards. Bring up 2nd down and 3.
A timeout is taken on the field here by Harpers-Elapton. Again, want to thank all our special sponsors who made today's game possible, including SFCU, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, the Afton Great American, Otigo Family Dental, NBT Bank, the Smith Insurance Agency, Chambers O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Amphenol Corporation, the Egley Machine Company, Amerigas of Sydney, McDowell and Walker, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber, and of course Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning. Just a few of the long list of sponsors here that we have for this contest today, and not only this one, but our first game as well, Unitigo and Groton. And a lot of these sponsors are very supportive, and we'll be right back here next week for the sectional finals featuring Unitigo, and let's see who they will play here in the finals. We'll know in 2 minutes and 55 seconds as Sydney leads 34-28. They're trying to maybe put the icing on it here as they run down inside the 10 to the 5. And let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. That was Dawson Backus once again.
Yep. I'll tell you what, the kid is just absolutely amazing. He does what he has to do to get the first down, does whatever he has to do, catches the balls out on the edge, and then, you know, they good design by Sydney, because they weren't running the ball at all today.
No.
At all.
They came out, and it was throw, throw, throw. And, I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch.
I mean, they tried. Yes, they tried to run the ball, but the defense of the Harpers-Elapton Hornets was just on point and keying on Dawson Backus.
1st and 6 for Sydney. They hand off to Backus, plowing his way forward. Maybe a pickup of 2 or 3, but again, a nice little extra push at the end, and this is going to be about a 2nd and 2 coming up here.
Yeah, and that's the last timeout for the Harpersville Hornets with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go.
Hornets are going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score Sydney 34, Harpers-Elapton 28. We'll be right back on CDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Second goal.
Welcome back here, folks. Under 2 minutes left, and Sydney still in the lead. They're knocking on the end zone door once again here. On a second and three, they're going to hand this one off to Dawson Backus. Is he in? We don't see the official signal yet. He's right on the line. Going to be very, very close here. Let's see from the Zebra crew. I think they're going to say maybe he was a little short. Yep, they're marking him short, but that clock just continues to run at that point, and the play clock has not even started yet. So now down to 2 minutes left, a third and one. Here we go. With a minute 50 to go, direct snap to Lucas Tanner, and he tries to do it again, but this time the Hornets make him run right into a wall, and it's going to be fourth and one here with a minute 45 left.
Yeah, this is a big play right here. I mean, granted, they're going to have a long ways to go. There's no doubt about that, but I'll tell you what. The way that offense has been clicking lately, they've been able to get yards in bunches, so we'll see what happens.
So a fourth and one for Sydney right on the goal line. This is going to be very, very close here as Lucas Tanner already with three touchdowns today. They tried that exact same play, that direct snap, and they couldn't get it to go. So a minute 15 to go here. Play clock is down to five, and Sydney's just going to burn it down and call the timeout with one left here on the play clock. So a minute nine to go, and Sydney leads 34-28 and a fourth and one coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. So we'll keep it right here because we don't want to miss this play. Again, just about a minute nine to go. Sydney leading 34-28. You put this in here, and maybe the Warriors are punching their ticket to a sectional final against Unitiga, which I think you could only dream that up at the beginning of the season. But it's certainly looking like it could be reality here, but this fourth and one is going to be the biggest play of the game.
It's kind of funny because we talked about it at the beginning of the year about what travesty it was that the Warriors and the Spartans didn't play in a non-league contest or something, you know, just to, because of the rivalry that it always has been. But we also said that at that point in time, probably the only time they would meet up would be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we're a minute and 9 seconds away from that.
And I think that's what a lot of local people would love to see, except for the Harpers, the Laughton Hornets, and they want to make this stop here on fourth and one and give their offense a chance to maybe come back and tie or take the lead. Fourth and one, here we go. What will Sydney do after the timeout? They're going to hand this one off to Dawson Backus to the outside, and Backus is not going to get it. Tried to get to the edge on the outside, and the Hornets shut him down with a minute 5 left, turnover on down.
All right, so they got a minute and 5 seconds, and they've got to go basically 95 yards with no timeout.
Wow, 65 seconds left. Harp has the ball, and they're going to have to go the length of the field. They're going to literally start on their own 2 yard line. So they would have to go the full field here. This is a great finish to this contest. So a minute 5 left. It's Sydney 34 and Harpersville Afton 28. But the Hornets are going to have to come up with some big plays and some big plays in a hurry.
And they are going to spread them out.
Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. King in the back of the end zone. King trying to escape. He does. He throws out and finds Josh Wilson with a completion at the 15, up to the 20, and Wilson trying to hustle his way out of bounds, and he does. That'll stop the clock with 50 seconds to go. And so Harper's the last in and kind of avoids disaster and gets out of their own end zone.
Nice play there, and I'll tell you what, that was a great play by Mr. King because he almost was brought down on in the end zone for a safety by Sean Drummond.
So Harper's still after now. The clock's still moving, and they're going to spike it to just stop the clock here and have a chance to come over and get the play from head coach Tim Petras. So Harper's still after is driving. 46 seconds left. And it's 34-28 as King gets the play from the sideline. Sydney trying to hold strong and get back to the sectional finals against Unitego, which would be one of the biggest matchups you could have. They're a rival in any sport. You could get Unitego and Sydney together to play checkers, and it would be a heated rivalry.
Oh, absolutely.
So imagine this one on the football field.
But they got to be smart because they are definitely going to be doing some funny stuff here.
Here is King, flushed out of the pocket to the right side, throws across, and it's incomplete. Trying to go for Madison Hoover, and a third down and 10 coming up with 39 seconds left.
39 seconds left, incomplete pass. Ball is spotted about the 23-yard line of the Harpersville Hornets, Harpersville Afton Hornets.
So 80 yards away here from perhaps tying this game up, 39 seconds left. They're going to need a big play to try to get up towards midfield here at least, I think. And third and 10, you got to do it now.
Yeah, you definitely, I mean, well, they're definitely in four down territory no matter what, but they're going to, you know, you just got to make sure you don't bite on a fake and get beat deep because that's the only thing that's going to hurt you here.
Third and 10, 39 seconds left. Here we go. King is in the shotgun. The Harpers the last, and quarterback throws across the middle for Hoover. A catch. He's up to the 35. Clock stops with 33 seconds left. The chains move to get set, and then
yep.
They will start again.
That clock will start right up again, and we'll see if they'll spike it so that they get to come over and make a play call.
And so here we go, looking for the final spike here, and they will. They'll spike it with 32 seconds left. So Sydney leads 34-28 late in this game. Exactly 32 seconds left.
It's almost like you want to say to one of the Sydney backers or somebody, just go.
Right.
You know what? Just go and blitz and just see if you get there. If you make a sack, that's huge because the clock's not going to be able to be stopped. They don't have any timeouts or anything. Granted, you don't want to get beat deep, obviously, but you got to get some pressure here.
And here we go. Out of the pocket is King up to midfield to the 50, to the 40. King is still in bounds and out of bounds at the 35. What a run there by Tyler King as he got flushed out of the pocket, did a little 360 move, and then sprinted down the sideline. And now Harpersville Afton is going to have great field position here on a 1st and 10 with 22 seconds left.
Yeah, 1st and 10 from their 35-yard, or from the Sydney Warrior 35 with 22 seconds to go. This is getting pretty intense right here.
They're at the 35 now. Hornet fans are on their feet and cheering with 22 seconds left. And now you're at a point where you could just toss one up and have a chance at the back of the end zone.
Right, and possibly get a pass interference call or something like that that would move it way down the field.
So here we go. There was a whistle on the field. The officials talking about this one real quick. I'm not exactly sure what the call is. No call against either team. It was like they were just making sure everybody got set here. Here we go, 22 seconds left. It's 34-28. Harpersville Afton trying to come back here against Sydney. The Warriors are in the lead. King out of the pocket again. He's at the 30, to the 25. King to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. King is down to the 5-yard line with 10, 11 seconds left. What a run there by Tyler King. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely unbelievable.
King just flushed out and ran all that way.
Yeah, he's getting pressured, and there's nobody there because everybody's deep, and all they got to do is put it in the end zone here.
10 seconds left, and they're going to spike it here with 8 seconds to go, and I believe Sydney's going to take their time out here. Let's see. Maybe they won't. As Harper's left, they're getting the play from the sideline. They're going to have to hurry. They get the play. King talking to head coach Tim Petras, and it's all going to come down to this, folks. 8 seconds left. Sydney leads 34-28, 2nd and 5. Harpersville with the ball on the 5-yard line. This game is going to come down to this last play.
Coach Matthews is beside himself on the sideline. I don't know if it's because they haven't started the clock, what they're doing, or what they're doing here.
King with the snap. Hands off Madison Hoover, pulling his way forward. Is he in? No, he's going to be short. 3 seconds left. And that's going to do it. Sydney is going to win the ball game, 34-28. They're going to come up a yard short, and the Warriors are going to go to the sectional finals. Unbelievable. As they get in, the Warriors rush onto the field here, and Harpersville Afton is going to come up 1 yard short.
And it's going to be Unitego and Sydney in the Section 4 Class D football final.
Oh, this is just absolutely amazing. I mean, watching this, and I feel so bad for the Harpersville kids right now because they made a heck of a drive. They were at the two-yard line, their own two-yard line, and went 90-some-odd yards to come up 1 yard short of tying the game with the potential of going and winning the game with a two-point conversion.
Absolutely unbelievable. Madison Hoover gave it all he had, and he literally came up a yard short. So 34-28 is going to be our final. Sydney beats Harpersville Afton, and they win this ball game here this afternoon. They will face Unitego in the Section 4 Class D Finals. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Sydney hangs on to win 34-28 to advance to the Section 4 Class D football final. And I want to say on that last play, it was really a gang tackle by the Sydney defense that brought down Madison Hoover. I know a lot of people would be interested who made the game-saving tackle there, but I really think it was just kind of the whole line just converged on him. I really couldn't tell you one person that came in and did that. As now, I believe Coach Matthews is going to get the ice bath out here. Oh yeah, he is getting the whole Gatorade bath at midfield
from girls.
It wasn't even the players. He was sitting there talking with his players, and I don't know who those people are, but a bunch of girls on the far side picked up the Gatorade bucket, came out and dumped it on him. He didn't even miss a beat. He's still going on talking about the game here to his guys. But just a phenomenal football game, 34-28. 8-seed Sydney is going to take on 3-seed Unitego in the Section 4 Class D football finals.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. I mean, we talked about it most of the year. They weren't matched up, and now they are. And we get to see it where it really matters. I mean, because that team that wins next week goes on to represent Section 4 in the state tournament.
So Harpersville Afton, again, they drove the whole length of the field. I mean, literally 98 yards, got all the way down to the one, and Madison Hoover was stopped right there. Just an incredible play. Let's do our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose here as, again, Sydney advances over Harpersville Afton 34-28. Just a phenomenal game here today. First off, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. We're going to give this to Lucas Tanner today. Hard not to give the offense award to a guy who had 3 touchdowns. Yes, they were short little runs, but he did everything he needed to do, and those were big points for Sydney.
Yeah, they were, and they almost had his fourth.
because they went back to the well with that on his fourth attempt. And you know, Lucas had a great game today, both offensively and defensively, but the three touchdowns put the Warriors into the Section 4 final.
Let's move on to our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We're going to give this one to Alex Hoskins today from Sydney. Not only was he great on offense, but I thought on defense, we just kept saying his name time after time. He made the tackles against the Hoovers and the Wilsons that were making the big plays today for the Hornets. And definitely deserves it because he could have done anything he wanted out there on the field, either on offense or defense today.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I'm going to tell you this kind of funny story because this morning at the coffee shop, we were talking with a couple of people of my friends and stuff that are big-time football fans of Sydney and everything, and we were talking about the fact that he's so sneaky and that when he does make a tackle, he makes it the right way. And
yes,
he did over on the sideline the one time and absolutely just depleted the kid from Harper's last. And, you know, it was just so funny because we talked about it that this morning at 7 o'clock, and then Alex is doing it here at about 4:30, 4:45.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I want to give this one to Tyler King of Harper's Zelastin, the quarterback. Yes, he had a rough day in terms of passing the ball a couple of times, fumble and interception, but boy, that last drive, you talk about bringing your team back from the brink of death. They literally had to go 99 yards, and it was his runs that got it all the way down the field. He had that run that got them, you know, to that first and goal, second and goal. And again, the Hornets come up 1 yard short, but I think Tyler King deserves the All-Purpose Award win tonight just for that last play.
I mean, if that play had gone in, if he had scored on that play and,
oh,
then they kicked the point and win the game, okay, that would have been known in the lores of Harpersville Afton football as the drive.
Yes.
There is no doubt in my mind
the drive.
That would have been the drive because that was absolutely amazing. Sydney was rushing four or five guys each time, and they were dropping the rush back deep. They didn't want to get beat by a deep pass. The pressure was there, and then Mr. King just took off on a run, you know, and he is fast. I mean, he just runs very hard, and he's also very fast. So it was quite an interesting minute and 9 seconds that we had to watch the end of that game.
I think with everything that went on this week, this game was going to be a forfeit. Then they were going to bring Walton in. The game wasn't on. Then Harper's left and wins the appeal. I mean, I don't think you could write a better script for how this game went on the field. Back and forth, anybody's ball game, flip a coin. Both teams left it all out on the field. This is the way it should have been decided today, and it was perfect.
Yeah, and I think if you listen to the interviews, both Coach Beatrice and Dr. Bill Christensen's in the other halftime, exactly what it was. You know, you did not want to see a decision made in a room that didn't have anything to do with football decide this game. You know, I mean, that was the whole thing. It was like they wanted to play. Sydney wanted to play. Harpersville, Afton definitely wanted to be in the game. You know, and I'll tell you what, give a lot of credit to that team because they have a great football team.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, they had an excellent football season. Only bad part is somebody has to come out a winner and somebody has to come out a loser. And today, that was the Sydney Warriors as the winner.
Unbelievable game. Tough way for Harper's Elastin to go down. But that sets up maybe the most epic final that we could hope for as a fan base. Unitigo against Sydney. The 8-seed Warriors will take on the 3-seed Spartans. And from what I know, that game is going to be next Friday night at 5 o'clock. The only thing I don't know is if it's going to be at Tycott Stadium or Binghamton Alumni. It'll be down here in Binghamton, so you can set the GPS to head down 88 to Binghamton. And we'll have that for you this week, of course. As soon as we know, we'll have it on CDO. They have been announcing that the game is here at Ty Cobb. I had originally heard it was at Binghamton Alumni, so that's the only reason I'm even bringing that up. But, you know, we'll definitely have that this week on social media as well as on CDO with all our promos and everything. But it's going to be next Friday, 5 o'clock, down here in the Binghamton area. So, you know, set your calendar, circle it, set the alarm, get down here. That's going to be a great game between Sydney and Unitigo. Two very different styles now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you know, you're going to see
Unitigo running the double wing, which is what Sydney won the state championship with back in the year, a few years ago. And I'll tell you right now, that's a tough, tough Unitigo football team. They just, they find a way to do what they have to do, and if somebody's getting stopped, they'll just give it to another state or another one of the ponies in the stable, because they've got a bunch of them back there. You know, both teams are very, very athletically gifted, and you know, they have skilled players at both levels, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a great, great game.
Wow. I'm almost speechless here as we end this broadcast, but, you know, a big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors. Unitigo wins their game. Sydney wins their semifinal. So the Section 4 Class D football championship is set. Sydney and Unitigo, it doesn't get much better than that. So, Tim, any final thoughts?
No, just can't wait till next Friday or Saturday or whenever it is, because that is going to be a great, great game.
It's going to be a great game. We'll have it for you here on WCDO. So thank you to everybody for following along today. Again, for Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios, for Tim Cutting here, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.
Local news.